boys, I've grown. Blood in the sweat, tears and regret.
Here he is, the controversial but legendary BDB.
Yeah, I'm dead. It's my destiny.
Make way for the king. Another Mike and Mike production. In 3, 2, 1, 1, 1, 0.
Welcome to Cigar Hustlers Podcast, episode 327,
what
recorded
rabbit
live
say?
At the Mike and Mike Production Studios in Deltona, Florida. This is Mike Stepankevich Cigar Hustlers Podcast, the show where one guy shares his passion for cigars,
one guy.
Business, and life. Join Mike the King Stepankevich and his employee.
Keep reading!
His employee, Mike BDP Palmer, as Mikey talks about the latest cigar news, reviews, tips, and interviews some of the most influential people in the cigar industry. And me, I'm his engineer and sound tech, Phil. Just go ahead.
Oh, this show is going to be bananas right
bananas.
Here.
Bananas. One. Thank you. Welcome to Mike Stepankevich's Cigar Hustler Podcast, a show brought to you commercial-free because he says so, but a massive shout-out to his amazing patrons on Patreon.
Did I do something to you?
Thanks to your unwavering support, he's able to deliver unfiltered, unbiased opinions on all things cigars and personalities in the cigar world. Your backing makes it possible for him to keep it real for his listeners. Cheers to you. If you'd like to become a patron member, go to www.patreon.com and search Cigar Hustlers Podcast.
I don't understand. What did I do?
You're real good. Okay, go to two.
Okay.
Go to two. You're always good about us and we when you talk about cigars. But this trip, it was your podcast.
Was
I have a podcast. My podcast.
I knew this was going to happen. He was talking about it during the show. I was like,
every time you talked about the show, all the media house especially was your podcast. I have a podcast. My podcast. This, when I do my podcast.
Oh, my God.
The whole time.
All right, from now on, I'm just going to call Mike Palmer's Cigar House's podcast.
Not call it mine. It's ours.
No, it's Mike.
We
Palmer's.
All work together. It's Mike and Mike production, not Mike production.
Mike Palmer's podcast.
No, it's not Mike.
Yeah,
it's not Mike.
If you say it's Mike's podcast, then
there
he won't get as mad.
Exactly. Nobody will know. But this show.
Oh, this show is going to be bananas right here.
It's going to be bananas.
Bananas.
I found the Never To Be Heard Pedro episode today.
And you instantly
filed,
went to the sound.
Filed in a weird place. I don't know why it was there. But I have the audio, not the video.
Mm. Documented under your OnlyFans
Yeah, so
files.
My OnlyFans files.
Your foot fetish files?
Foot fetish OnlyFans files. Mm. So we're back into PCA. What'd you do this weekend? It was Easter.
It was Easter.
Yes.
I did survive Easter.
Did you guys go to the Mass? It's Mass with you.
No, we didn't go to Mass.
You didn't go to Mass?
No.
That's big with you people.
I'm very sorry.
Why didn't I figured you would go? Like,
I don't know.
You know, you can go to two.
Yeah.
It's going back and forth.
I got to thank you from my production team
for the green screen.
Yes.
We're back and forth.
Really, you didn't go?
No, I didn't go.
Oh,
No.
Weird. We went.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, did you go for me?
I said a prayer for you.
Thank you.
Adrian really enjoys going. So,
if you could pray a little harder, a little bit faster for me, that'd be fantastic. I need a little more here.
You need a little more.
We're a little low.
Oh.
Running low.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you very much.
By the way, I cannot go Friday.
You can't go Friday?
No.
All right.
It's a little too close.
It's too close.
Yeah, and we have, to being gone the last Friday.
Ah, I got it.
And we have Jeff and Becky coming in again, apparently.
Ah, okay.
So.
Hey, so we're giving this away.
We're giving away.
You want to talk about this
real
quick?
But we're not sure how to do it at this point. No. Okay. It just happened today, apparently. YouTube has closed commenting on cigar shows.
Ah.
Now, all of ours are not done, and it seems like it's more prevalent if you go on your phone than if you go on the laptop.
Interesting.
Hmm.
John McTavish discovered it, and he turned theirs back on, and then it got turned back off. So we don't know if this is
there's a button for it?
There is an on and off. Yeah, you can turn comments on and off, because like if you do a show you don't want people to talk about, you can turn commenting off.
No comment for you.
Right, no commenting. Hmm. But, so I don't know if that'll work or not.
Okay, so here's what you do.
You can like it. You can thumb it.
Here's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, you like and subscribe on our YouTube channel.
Episode 327.
And then go to Cigar Hustlers Podcast Instagram.
Oh, okay.
And then just comment on the latest photo.
I'll put up the photo for this show.
Yeah, and then just say done.
So they got to go two places.
Yeah, you got to go two places.
A lot of work.
It's a little complicated.
It's autographed. Back to a two, please.
It's autographed by Guy Fieri.
Autographed by Guy Fieri, and it's still sealed. It's a sealed box. Yeah. It's beautiful. We're the only ones that have this.
And delicious.
Very rare.
Very rare.
Very rare.
We have an interview with Guy Fieri, which will be up, I don't know, whenever Mikey gives me the SD card. What?
I'm working on it, dude.
How hard is it to go?
I'll hand you the whole machine. I'm going to give you
I don't know where the SD card is on the machine.
Oh, so you still need me then?
I still need you to give me the SD card. Is it a teeny tiny one?
It's a teeny tiny one.
Don't give me the SD card. I'll lose that. Oh, so now I have to have an adapter.
I have an adapter. It's all in the bag.
Oh, just give me the bag. I'll figure it out.
I'll give you the bag.
Oh, he's stuck in my thumb.
I'll give you the bag.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I was going to crop it and edit it out and stuff.
Did you use the camera for your Easter video?
No.
Brittany's phone?
That was all Brittany, yeah.
That was nice. I like the music.
Yeah, she did use the CapCut, though.
I use it all the time.
So, yeah, we did the Easter thing.
Yeah?
That was nice. We had, you know, family.
So, the rabbit prince, was that like cookie crumbs or something? Dirt?
No, it's dirt. The rabbit walks in dirt.
Did you get in trouble and have to sweep afterwards?
Did I get in trouble?
Normally, you're in charge of sweeping.
I vacuumed it up, but I didn't get in trouble.
Oh.
I don't like dirt. I cleaned it up.
Well, dirt made sense. I saw it on the counter, and I thought, well, maybe it's like cookie crumbs.
No, it was dirt.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of cookies.
Yeah.
They pay no, there's no expense spared when the Stepan Kevages are decorating.
You're telling me, man. Yeah, we went to Universal on Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah, little dabbling.
Yeah. Wasn't it busy? Nice. Last day of spring break weekend?
It was a little busy. It wasn't too bad.
Oh.
It wasn't too bad. We weren't there for an extremely long time.
Day before Easter, people probably have family.
You figure people would be in town or whatever, but
right.
It wasn't too bad. We just did a couple things.
Huh.
Kept it light. Just tried to get out of the house, man. You know?
Yeah, that's what we did Saturday too, but we just went to Swamp House.
Yeah. Have kids.
Right. We liked the live music and we had lunch and sat by the water for a while.
It's a nice, relaxing, zenful place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice little place.
Mm. I'm just trying to get back into the swing of things here.
Right.
That's the hardest part about going with this goddamn. I mean, there's a lot of hard things about PCA, though. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But getting back into routine is difficult.
So, well, especially when you take the red eye back.
I'm sure. I can only imagine.
Yeah, I can only imagine how hard that is.
I can only imagine what you guys are going through.
Very difficult thing. 17 hours I spent at the airport.
Wasn't there a movie where there was a guy that was like living at the airport?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's kind of how you looked when we found you.
Well, I found you two. They got snagged in security. I'm just doing laps because I don't want to leave the terminal.
Yeah.
So I'm doing laps and I walk by and they're both at two separate sides, both getting patted down because they both have done something.
Right. I saw that.
Like, oh, they're my friend.
Is Chet still dead?
Chet is still dead. Yes. He has COVID.
Yeah.
He has an ear infection. He has a sinus infection and something's wrong with his teeth. His teeth hurt.
Yes.
Wow.
Man, I'm going to tell you, my ears though, when we were getting ready to land, that guy pressurized the cabin by doing all those turns and everything hard.
Yeah, I had a while for my ears to pop when I got home.
Oh man, that hurt.
And then, you know, then I still sound nasally. That's been a pain in the ass.
I think everybody got sick at PCA. I tried to get
not Jack. Jack's not a pussy. He's not sick.
I tried to get Nick Melillo on the phone today. He said, the whole team got sick and blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Well, Dave says one guy.
Yeah.
One guy to get sick on the trip to get everybody sick.
Yeah. Just takes the one dude.
Just the one.
It wasn't me.
You were sick during the trip.
I had a sunburn. I wasn't sick.
Yeah, I heard sinus.
You said sinus.
You said sinus.
Yeah.
Well, I had
Does that have something to do with the sun?
No, that had to do with the dry air. And then Greg gave me the saline. My sinuses were better after a day.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. That last day, you were very sick. You missed half the day.
Yeah.
I missed half the day because of my legs.
And then he rallied.
Right. Then he partied till 5 a.m.
Yeah.
He was fine after that.
Party animal.
Right.
Guy just parties all the time. Right.
Couple of drinks, can't feel the thighs.
He's ready to go.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he went to the beach as soon as he got back.
Yeah.
So he must have been fine.
I did. I took the kids.
I think he was fine. Right. He was wild.
Wild beach.
Out.
A lot of beach.
DJ
thing.
Life.
Yeah. All right. And DJ'd all weekend, right? Yeah. DJ Boots.
Yeah. DJ Boots.
That's right.
He's a party guy.
Party guy.
Yeah.
All about the party.
We hit a nerve. He's being
Latin
quiet.
Night. He's now Latin.
He's Latin night on Saturday.
Latin night on Friday. Friday's his Latin.
I'm not Latin.
Saturday nights is just DJ Boots night.
Yeah.
Not even because somebody co-headlined with him on Friday.
Yeah, he had his one of his boys.
Somebody. And then Saturday, just him. Didn't need anybody else.
That's it. You're done.
You're done. I need no one. I am DJ Boots.
Yep.
Right? Big banner right across the DJ Chet.
Poor Chet. Yeah. This one is just fucking.
You probably got him sick.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, Chet who? Never heard of him. Fuck it. Who's got all these presets on this on these boards? This is terrible. Let me turn all this off.
We delete. What's his email? Chet at goodbye.
Oh, what? Look at this.
Chet who? Oh, APS Chet.
Oh.
So, you want to get into PCA a little bit?
Sure, because Jack wants more information.
He needs more intel.
More intel.
Jack needs to know.
Jack needs to know.
Jack needs to know about how PCA went.
Right.
How did PCA go?
Seemed like it was a lot of people.
That was a decent number, I think. I feel like it was a good turnout.
I would say it was.
We got some new retailers.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How many new ones did you sign up?
Like 7 or 8.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they're all fans of the show. Most of them come up and go, because of the show.
Well, Bobby Duncan, Cigar District, is a fan of the show.
Well, there was more than one. Yes.
But I mean, I distinctly remember Bobby.
Oh, yes.
I had a brief conversation with him.
Yes, he was very happy to meet him.
Yeah. It's cool because, you know, it is because he's like, I feel like I know you because, you know, you talk about everything. He's like, talking about your wife and kids and stuff. I'm like, yeah, that's awesome.
I know about your kids and I'm stalking all of them.
I know. He doesn't strike me as a stalker.
No, he's very nice.
He seems like a sweet
man. Very nice.
Yeah. You'd be nice to Bobby.
I like Bobby.
Yeah.
I like Bobby. Should have taken a picture. Taking a picture with Bobby.
Yeah.
So what else?
Go ahead. You were going to say something. Held back.
No, I didn't. No, I thought about the photos I took, but we can get into that later.
So the show went well. I mean, we started the build out. We were ahead of schedule or we arrived.
We showed up 17 days in advance.
17 days in advance.
Right. All ready to go.
Honestly, I don't think we could have showed up. I think that was the perfect time for us to show up. Because the next day when we got going, I don't think. How would you have arrived that day? And already like
run all the errands and stuff we did.
Yeah, would already been
done.
The
food and checked into the hotel.
Yeah.
Divvy up who's staying with who.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, we had determined that prior to.
Well, they didn't know it though.
Yeah. Fuck that. Yeah.
Did you guys bring home the air mattress or did you leave it there?
I think Chet left it.
He's probably done with it by that point.
Yeah.
Poor Chet sleeping on the air mattress.
Poor Chet.
Didn't trade with him for a night or anything? Like, hey, your back might hurt. Why don't you have the bed now and sleep on the
floor? Chet couldn't even sleep. He was like, he kept going in and out of the room. He was like running up and down the hallway at one point.
That's probably how he got sick because he didn't sleep at all.
Probably.
Yeah, he was definitely ran down.
You should just let him sleep in your bed with you.
I tried that in the beginning.
Didn't like to cuddle?
Nope. Hmm. I told him, I was like, bro, you can have half the bed. Like, that way you can get some sleep. He's like, no, I'll just do the air mattress. I'm like, okay, I'm telling you, you can have half the bed.
I asked him if he was okay.
He's never going to say no.
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
I would have got him a room.
He's just that guy. He's not going to say no.
I would have got him a room.
Oh, well, the next year, I was very uncomfortable.
You can get your own room.
Why do I have to get my own? You're going to get one for him.
He's handling the sales.
I was handling everything else.
You were?
Yes. Very intricate part of the operation.
It was going to get sensitive if you say so.
Did you have a problem staying in the room with me?
No, it's fine.
Was there any issues?
No.
Honestly?
No. Why were there issues? No.
I don't know.
Once we worked out.
Oh, there's an issue.
There was one, but we worked out the nighttime music chit-chat thing that was going on.
Yeah. I like the meditation music.
Well, the music is fine. Yeah. The first night there was talking.
Positive.
I thought you were mumbling in your sleep over there.
I got rid of the positive.
Like, what the hell is he talking about all night?
I got rid of the positive.
Like, instead of the night terror, now he mumbles?
You got nervous?
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on.
Well,
yeah.
I enjoy it.
So
I like the music. The music was nice.
Yeah.
The harpy.
It's a lot better than Greg's gagging, coughing, and snoring.
Well, I heard the same thing from you.
Yeah, I heard the rhinoceros there.
That was one night for me. Greg was
But he
ridiculous.
Wasn't sick. He wasn't sick.
It was almost like Greg was gagging in his sleep.
Well, maybe Chet was up off the floor.
I booked my flight to Nicaragua.
Oh, you did, finally. Did you get your passport all worked out?
Yep.
Oh, good for
Squared away.
That's for you. We're going to try to do a show from there.
Are we?
I thought that's why we decided.
Okay.
That's what you said.
Yeah. I have a lot of great ideas. I just living through life.
Is that not one of them?
Yeah, that's great.
We don't have a Phil's Fun Fact unless you can make one up. As you're putting on the mask over there. Our Phil's Fun Fact team sort of fell short this week.
They quit?
Apparently.
They're done.
Apparently, it was just the 3 weeks. That's why there's a big X over it on the paper.
Oh.
You didn't understand that's what that meant.
How about the fact? Okay, let's get into PCA here.
Okay.
All right. How about the fact that Luciano has no idea who you are and he takes a picture of
you? Yes, he has no idea who I am and he took a picture of
that me. That was absolutely
He was
amazing.
Walking back around by our booth, probably coming back from the bathroom, I'm guessing, but he was going the long way through and I saw him and went, oh, Mr. Morales, can I have a photo? He looked at my name tag and goes, oh, yeah, sure. Yes, you got.
Of course.
Of course.
It is a great honor
Boots,
for me.
Boots, take a picture. So Boots took a picture and...
Yeah, Jack didn't get the joke.
No, Jack was very upset.
No, you hurt his feelings.
Yeah, he was upset.
But I also got a photo with David Garofalo, my new best friend. He's now my friend.
Yeah.
But he knew who you were.
He knew who I was. That's right. As soon as I said, my name is Mike Palmer, he goes,
I know.
Yeah, I take picture. No, he's not Chinese, but he said, I'll take a picture. He goes,
that's perfect. That's exactly
you're one and I'm two. You hold up one, I'll hold up two.
Like, there you go.
You're a funny man.
So you guys are buddies now.
Yeah, now we're buddies.
You guys are besties.
That's a great number two show.
It's a great number two show.
Great number two show. He's a very nice man. He got the chance. Nice. So that was funny.
He was out there making friends.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who'd you get a picture with?
What else?
You didn't take pictures with anyone? Oh, a lot of people. I have watched some of your interviews. They were quite well.
Yeah.
But a lot of them aren't up yet.
Really?
Smoking Tobacco.
Yeah.
And I'm in that one.
Are you?
Yes. Matt asked me to photobomb, so I walked across the back, stopped, lit a cigar, and then kept walking.
Nice.
Matt asked me to, so I did. And then Cigar Phil or Cigar Pete or something like that. I forget. I apologize. It was a good interview.
Bob the Cigar Guy?
No, it wasn't Bob.
No?
Nope. Just that one. It's the only one I saw.
Oh, okay.
So maybe they're like us. Maybe one guy's hoarding the footage and everybody can't get it done.
That could be it.
It could be.
Somebody's just holding all the intel.
Somebody's holding all the data. All the footage. Mm. How about that cigar only has their first one up? Because I was looking for that one. They did Sin, the lady with all the giant boots and the piercings and things.
Dissident?
Yeah, that one. That one.
Yeah. That's cool.
Coop's put up all his photos, but he didn't take a photo of you.
Coop? Yeah. We didn't take a photo, no.
We got an interview with Guy Fieri.
We did. It went really good.
We don't have that yet either.
Fuck, man. God damn, bro.
How does it look? Have you viewed it or
anything? Yeah, I did.
And that one's good? The sound quality and everything's good?
Yeah. That sound quality went fine. Because
it was not loud.
The Justin Andrews one?
Well, there was some big announcement right in the middle of the interview.
Yeah, that one won't see the light of day.
Oh, well, go in the file with Pedro.
That was terrible.
We could dub in.
Yeah.
I haven't listened.
Let's dub in.
Yeah, that would be
Take
great.
Take a small piece of it and you be you and I'll be Justin Andrews. We'll dub in something.
Okay.
That'd be funny.
It wasn't...
Because we'd like to fuck with him.
Sure.
Then what were you going to say?
And then we have the Sokka interview.
Didn't that one went well?
I think... I didn't listen to
that one. Look at that one? You didn't notice your hand in front of his face?
I haven't.
Mikey talked with his hands, and in the angle I was at, every time he put his hand up, it was right in front of his face, between me and the camera.
Wow.
It was
fun. Well, he was in story mode.
Right. Oh, no. That's just the way he talks. You know, he's very animated with his hands.
Use my hands.
But because of the angle I was forcing it, because Mikey was on a couch and he was on a chair, his hand kept going in front of Sokka's face. Duque's already looking for the interview.
Is he?
Yes.
I love Duque.
He's very nice.
He's a good dude.
I like him too. I have to tag him the minute it goes up.
He's a very nice man.
I have a problem with the booth locations. I'd like to talk about the booth locations.
Okay, let's get into some of your PCA quorums. Okay.
All the big guys were more down the middle.
Yeah.
So everybody just run down the middle. So that's where the crowd stayed.
Right.
Why don't they sort of divide up and make the big guys in like a, you know, divide them up so the crowd moves through the smaller company?
That's the way that they have the systems built. So it's a point tier system. So the more points you spend,
right,
the more ad space you buy, the more marketing dollars
right.
you invest, the priority space goes to you.
Okay. But why can't they assign space? I mean, what difference does it make if Placencia is in the back corner or smack in the middle? You're going to go there if you want to see Placencia.
Yeah, everybody's going to go see Placencia.
Well,
and with Gurkha, if they're going to bring in Mike Tyson, put him in the back. They got to walk through everybody to get to that.
You got to remember that this is an ego-driven industry, brother.
But why can't PCA make...
Just say, hey, milk goes in the back. Everybody's buying milk, motherfucker. You're going in the back.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and help out, you know.
You're right.
Because the middle was always
busy. Help grow the industry.
The Rocky Patel, the Placencia, the Arturo Fuente, the J.C. Newman, the even Foundation, which isn't a big company, but they were in the front.
Front and center, yeah.
Right. Gurkha. All these guys with the big things. Do like four corners. Bump, bump. Leave the BCA guys over there on the side. Nobody goes there anyway. Who cares about that? the Boutique Cigar Association. There was, wasn't a huge crowd.
You know what? You're not wrong.
Right.
You're not wrong. I agree with some of what you're saying.
Right.
Part of me says, I don't want to deal with these motherfucking retailers that aren't fucking serious anyways, though.
Maybe, because
like a lot of them are going to be, I sell my mainstream bullshit, and like, okay, and you're not going to invest and try and build a brand either. So what are you going to do? You're going to come by my fucking booth and then just take some cigars from me just to get some free cigars?
Well, you're going to have to do a little more weeding out by you. It might involve a little more work with you, but you might get more exposure.
That's probably true.
I've got friends who have retail things and we couldn't find you, or we meant
What happened?
Sometimes, or we meant to come by, but we got delayed somewhere else and we just ran out of time.
Yeah, I had a couple people ask where.
I mean, you had to have looked for us to find us.
Yeah, but look, we've had new retailers look for us.
Yes, you did.
But that's my point. So, like, I'm sorry, I'm cursing a lot today, I guess. How committed were these guys to go and actually see the brand?
Well, they probably weren't, to be honest.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you're walking by Fuente and you go, oh, there's those Polish guys, I wanted to stop there. Or, they're on your list, and after you get done with Fuente, you were there for an hour, or Padron, because he went to go get your samples, and he had three before he came back.
I'll go
get samples. I'll be right back.
Fuck that shit. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, give me the real ones. I want the dudes that are going to go out and be like, hey, I love what you're doing. You know, I had a great conversation with the Cigars for You guy after the show, he called me and we spoke for about 20 minutes.
What is Cigars Joe's for You? I'm not familiar.
It's a retailer. It's a new retailer signed up with us. He's in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
And, he's excited about the brand going into the shop. And, after I had the conversation, I'm like, fuck yeah, this is awesome. This is a guy I want to work with, And I'm looking forward to learning more about him and kind of going down that route. And, look, the fact of the matter is we had two cigars that hit top 25 on Half Wheel.
Right.
Not one.
Right.
We fucking had two.
Two.
Right. That's huge.
Yes.
And the real retailers say, hey, you had two on the top 25 of Half Wheel. Right.
Right.
You're obviously doing something right. I want to work with you. Right. The other retailers that aren't that committed, that kind of screw around, maybe they don't feel that way. Right. Hey, and don't get me wrong. Like there's so many different levels here that we can break down as far as a retailer and stuff like that. There are retailers that are excited about the cigar, still buy the cigar and don't promote the sale.
Right.
Like, hey, this isn't selling. Like, okay, what are you – like, I'm doing a lot on my end at this point.
Right.
So what are you missing and how can I help you implement those things, right? I think that is a major thing that exists.
Oh, sure.
But there's also this whole fucking section of retailers that are just like, well, if I don't buy it and it doesn't flip right away, the cigar is a waste of time.
They just want the quick fix.
Yeah, I don't.
Sure, they want. They want a cigar that's going to sell by itself.
Yeah, and look, that'll happen sometimes with your SBCs and your War Bears and some of these limited small run stuff. But the reality is that if you're not educating your consumer on our core stuff and all of these other things, then I don't need to give you the samples, brother. I don't need to give.
No.
And not only do I need to give you samples, I don't need to open you up. I don't need the $1,500 sale to have it all sit so that you're like, well,
never hear from you again.
Your cigars don't sell.
Right.
Like, yeah, I guess not. They sell in a lot of other places that believe in the brand and invest in
the
brand.
Sure, it takes work on their end.
It does. It takes work on more than one avenue. It doesn't. But I'm not a guy that's going to say, hey, it's just up to you.
Yeah, it's
not just up to them.
No,
it's up to me too.
It's the 333 thing that Pete talked about.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the brand has to build and market. Right.
Right.
There has to be point of contact with the retailer and the brand.
Right.
Right. And then the retailer has to educate and sell as well.
Right.
So you have to have those three things kind of working in unison. Absolutely. So, as much as I want to be in a better spot to some degree.
Right.
I don't know how much of a better spot I want. I don't know how much more between people I want to be. Like, I already looked at New Orleans, and we're going to be between Padron and Drew Estate. We're in the middle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Because the way that convention lays out, it's more horizontal.
Oh, long ways instead of deep.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it has to be kind of spread out to some degree.
Oh.
That means we're going to have loud music blasting. Yes. What? So that's
it. Really wasn't that bad going by Drew Estate. They build the high walls.
I don't know about that, man. Because when I was in the PCA booth looking at spaces.
Well, that was just right. Oh, because it was right behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting right there and you're trying to do an interview.
Right by one of the openings.
Shit's going to be problematic.
Maybe we set up an interview booth somewhere else.
Maybe we tell them no music. No music.
Pure estate, no music. Jonathan, no music.
Yeah, you can shut that down. There's one person with like maracas or something.
Oh, maybe just a little clicky thing.
Yeah, no speakers. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. No speakers.
Yeah.
More booze.
Yeah,
oh, maybe we get the overflow booth.
Somebody serenading.
Giving away blue.
Oh, gentle singing.
Oh, that'd be nice. Like your nighttime music.
Yeah, like my some gentle meditation music. Positive affirmations.
And Jonathan probably liked that.
Yeah.
Saw him quite a bit walking around.
Did you?
More than usual.
Oh, I didn't see him at all.
I didn't see him one
time. Well, you didn't leave. You hardly left the booth.
I did hardly leave the booth.
Right.
I was very busy.
You were? You did a lot of interviews.
I did.
A lot of interviews. Right. El Septimo came out with another lighter this year.
Did they?
More economically feasible.
Can we talk about our lighter?
It's only... Oh, yeah.
Oh, speaking of which.
Because we didn't... What?
I want you to play all the Matt Booth interviews right like from this portion on.
Right? Oh, you want to put them in right here?
Yeah.
At what's the timestamp over there?
25:37.
All right. 20, so 25:37.
We're going to pause right now. We're going to put in the Matt Booth
interview. All right. Here they are. And go. Go. Okay, and now we're back.
Now we're back.
Hope did you enjoy all of those interviews?
That was very nice.
Maybe we'll call Matt and see how he feels about...
And see how he feels about the interview?
Yeah.
That'd be nice, because he did interviews with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Should we maybe schedule things for New Orleans?
What do you want to schedule?
Interviews.
Do you want to schedule interviews?
Well, you need to come to do the interview. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You're right.
But it's both of your podcasts.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's hard with that little camera. What am I going to hold it
but
like
it's
this
your podcast.
While I interview people?
I'll hold it.
But you're a successful podcaster.
Let's see if he answers. It's not my podcast, Michael. It's yours. As you told everybody for 4 days.
Let's see if he answers.
Is it connected to the board?
Yeah.
Not ringing. This is riveting.
Well, I know that he was in like riveting Japan podcast. Or some shit. So.
It's in Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's overseas.
It's nighttime. He's sleepy, sleepy.
It just says calling. It doesn't. Oh yeah, he's overseas.
Oh, your Facebook calling.
No, this is his regular cell.
Oh.
He's not going to answer. Sounds it's going to be like, it's costing $50 if he answers.
Sounds international.
Yeah, but Justin Andrews paid for it.
Oh, yeah, charge it to the.
Charge it to the game.
Charge it to the game.
Your call has been forwarded to
his office. Justin Andrews looking at his expenses now. What the hell is this phone call? Yeah. Oh, it's Monday afternoon. I know who it was.
Yeah. Well, Justin Andrews explicitly said to me.
Call Justin Andrews. Let's try him.
Don't
Justin,
call me on Mondays.
Justin never answers.
I know. He's in the optimization of Matt Booth.
Lead optimization.
Yeah.
Well, now it's almost like a merging Monday meeting. Well, the company.
Oh, he's in company. He's in country.
He's in the United States.
I'm in North Carolina.
It's a different tone, huh?
Right. This is regular. He's not going to answer.
There's no way he's in a fucking meeting.
He's always in a meeting.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Forwarded?
The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Let's leave a message.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hey, this is Matt Booth. I'm stuck here in Japan. Apparently, I've done something illegal. I need you to come bail me out.
Oh, you sound like a hillbilly, Matt.
And Matt Booth, hillbilly.
All right.
Hillbilly Matt Booth.
Hillbilly
hey,
Matt
it's Jonathan Drew.
Hey, it's me.
It's me. We saw them spend a lot of time in the crux booth. Rumors started.
Oh.
Justin Andrews.
Yeah, there was no... Everybody
quite
said
back room
there was
meetings.
Like three acquisitions or whatever, and blah, 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 blah. There's no acquisitions.
Oh. No.
There. And by the way, and all the rumbling there is talking about Titan Day Bronze, they're just handling distribution for them.
Oh. I don't know
what's
what
all that means.
You found that out.
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about
If you read the article, but I guess I didn't read the article and, you know.
Oh, you know, I was a little underwhelmed by the Half Wheel coverage of the show.
They came in kind of late.
Well, Charlie did.
No,
he had family obligations, which, okay, that's fine. But so far, not a lot has come out as far as video goes.
Really?
I mean, they did the 1 day, 2 day, 3 day recap.
I got to tell you, man, there were a couple things that were really, helped me, which were really kind of look, it's a process for me going out there and stuff and, you know, right. Being away from the wife and kids and just like the anxiety and the depression. You go through all these highs and lows when you're out on this fucking thing.
Right.
And you work your ass off the whole time. So, well, not the whole time, but, you know, a lot.
The majority of the time.
Yeah. It's very stressful. It really is. I still love doing it.
Right.
But there were two things that happened to me. One is Brooks from Half Wheel came up to me and he goes, man, dude, I got to tell you, that Connecticut was fucking amazing.
You know? Nice.
And I'm like, thanks so much, bro. And he's like, you know, it goes to show how much better you've gotten over time. I go, I got to be honest. I blended it 10 years ago. And he's like, you did? I'm like, yeah, but you know, you are right. Between me blending the first blend, which I love, I'm smoking it now, and that Connecticut, I definitely learned things about blends.
Right.
So, you know, so thanks, man. I really appreciate that. And I'm, you know, and he's like, you're really working your ass off. And I'm like, thanks, dude. You know, it's my podcast. I'm very successful. I'm like,
All right.
I said, yeah, man, I give it everything I got and then a little bit more. Right. So, you know, I'm like, so the more media, more exposure I can do. And like, thank you for all the coverage. And I'm really grateful for that. And he's like, you know, let me get somebody else here over here too. So we can do another interview. Let me see if I can bring.
Oh, yeah, he sent somebody.
Yeah,
that's right.
He did. Which was fucking awesome for me. Yeah. I'm like, man, that was a great feeling, right? When somebody else recognizes all of your hard work.
Right.
And then they try and help you.
Right.
You know, for no other reason of, hey, let me just try and help you.
Did you do an interview with Brian, like a camered interview?
No, with Brooks?
I mean, Brooks.
No. He was just, I don't know. He just popped by.
Because Brian came by later and took photos.
Yeah. No, I didn't. They just popped by.
Oh, just to say hi.
So there was that. And then the other thing that was really, I was feeling kind of fucking like, and we stopped. Cigar Dan Nick had decided that we were going to be storage for his backpack.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And he had just left it there.
Yeah, he left it there.
Backpack. After the booth.
And then at the end of the night, it was still there.
After the booth was closed, I'm like, hey, so I'm just going to put your fucking backpack on eBay or some shit?
Right.
Oh, he's like, I'm at the
the second gala.
The yada yada, yeah.
Yeah, the Nick's giving a speech thing.
Can you bring it to me? So I'm like, sure, whatever. So we put the backpack down. We was going to bring it to him. And Michael Herklotz was there.
Right.
And he was giving out his cigars or whatever.
Right.
And he goes, hey, man, I just want you to know, I see all the stuff that you do. I appreciate all your authenticity and your hard work. And, you know, it means a lot. And, you know, it makes me want to emulate and do certain things that you're doing as well. So keep it up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He didn't say that to everybody?
No.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Because he was, Chet called him Mike and he acted like he knew Chet too, but I didn't see him talking to you.
No, he stepped aside to come and talk to
him. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So that was.
Michael Herklotz. Hi. Fan of the show.
It's like a
fan of his show. That's nice.
Yeah.
He's got the
jet.
Oh, yeah. He's got a jet.
He does have a jet. Lifetime goals right there. Yeah. So, you know, So I reached out to him and, you know, I now have his phone number too.
Oh,
look at that.
Let's call him.
I bet you he answers.
The white party.
I would give him more of a heads up though.
Yeah, we're not at that level. I don't know what we'd ask him.
We're not at that level of abuse.
Right.
You know?
So you still have keys to the townhouse?
Wow. You still go over there?
You still go over there and hang out maybe on the upper floors?
Go on the basement,
do they let you in? Cigar? If I walked up and said I was your friend, can I get in?
Oh, I know Mike Herklotz.
Here's his phone number.
That was cool. The one thing I did want to do is I wanted to do an interview with Skip, and that never happened.
No, we could never. Well, let's call him right now.
Why? So we can get ridiculed?
He's home sitting with the monkeys.
All right. I'm going to Facebook call him. Let's see if he answers.
And we'll do our quick little.
Is he behind time or forward?
It's the same. Idea.
That's our third call today.
Yeah, but so far nobody's not going to answer. Nobody fucking answers. No, not answer. All right. Call lightweight heavy.
He must still be sleeping. No, call Jason.
Jason. Oh, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
He's supposed to pick
up. We have Jason's phone number.
Does he?
I do. I have Jason's phone number now.
Do you think he answers?
He better fucking answer.
Well, after whatever.
So as soon as we pull up to Jason, I'm instantly breaking his balls.
Oh, like, you know what the worst thing was? You called him Danny.
Oh, yeah.
That was the worst thing.
Yeah,
that was.
No, but you know what, man? He took it pretty well.
He did. He was very nice, and he let us beat the shit out of him.
He took the abuse.
He accepted it, and he took all of it.
Yeah.
So that was good.
It was so funny before you met him. So he was sitting downstairs with me. And I was like, oh, who are you? He's like, oh, I'm Jason. I'm like, are you the new guy? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, you're in a lot of trouble. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, you remember that one day when everybody kept getting phone calls because you didn't answer and you're supposed to. He's like, oh, I think I was in a meeting. I'm like, no. You were supposed to be on the show.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, but Skip had me. I'm like, it doesn't matter. You're still going to get a lot of
the
shit.
The real question is, who do you want to deal with more?
Well, to be honest, us. I would deal with us.
Yeah, you probably want to deal with us. Well, I had to make him feel it.
Yeah.
Make that motherfucker.
I told him as soon as you come down, I was like, he's going to fucking give it to you. He's like, nah, he'll be good. As soon as you came down, you're like, oh, is this the fucking guy?
Is this the motherfucker that blew us off?
I think he said blew me off.
That blew me off?
I think so.
Yeah, probably. I probably said blew me off because it's all about me. I only care about me.
It was for 4 days. It's so odd because you're normally so good about that.
I only care about me.
So good about that.
I'm having some mental issues, Michael. What the fuck do you want from me? I'm struggling.
Nothing,
here.
Michael. Nothing.
No, it's nothing. It's all yours. Nothing.
So I went to the media. Well, what did we do every night? Let's see. We only really went somewhere one night, didn't we? Oh no, we had the Hawaiian dinner, which was amazing.
We crushed the sushi.
Oh yeah, Adrian. Night. Some reason Adrian asked yesterday, "Did you guys go for your traditional sushi?" I go, "Well, first night.
Yeah,
first night we did that. We
crushed the sushi.
$26 worth of sushi that could probably cost $75, $80.
Yeah, enough to make me nauseous.
Yes.
And then what did we do?
We had the Omerta.
Oh, went to the Omerta house. Yeah,
Omerta house.
That was really cool.
I tried making crab potato salad over the weekend. Yeah, it's good.
Didn't work out. Huh?
No, I don't know because I bought the Southern. She might have done the New York. I gotta play with it and get it just right.
She probably made it from scratch.
I'm sure she did, but I'm not going there. She probably had real crab too. I bought the KRAB crab.
Oh yeah, the imitation stuff.
I like that stuff.
Apparently not.
Not in the
salad. No, I like it by itself. Yeah. No, it was good, but it wasn't as good as hers.
Yeah.
So it probably never will be.
And then what else did we do? We went to dinner with Skip.
Dinner with Skip with the giant table.
75,000 people.
From Game of Thrones table.
The Game of Thrones table.
Game of Thrones table.
Yeah.
And then the media house.
And then we did the media house.
That's only 4 nights. There was one night
they went to 8 Lounge.
Yeah. Did we go out to eat?
There was another night you guys were tired.
No, one night we ate at that egg place in the hotel.
We kept it
at like at midnight or something.
Let's just fucking eat here. Let's get this over with.
So, I mean, we don't hang out and party till all hours of the morning.
No.
Some people have priorities. I've been out really late. We called it every night at midnight. One night I think I went down at 11. One night I went in before you.
No.
Yeah.
Did you?
One night. Just one night.
Oh, you Irish exited on me.
Yes.
I'm like, you son of a bitch.
That was at the Crystal Bar.
At the local bar, yeah.
Yeah.
I go, where's Palmer?
Yeah, Chet had bought us a bucket of beer. I had one beer. And
Chet said, he Irish exited. All right, cool. Then I'm leaving.
Yeah, Irish goodbye.
Once I realized you were gone.
There was a lot of people there. It was going to take me 30 minutes to say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah.
So I just Irish goodbye.
You could have just texted, hey, I'm leaving. I'm like, perfect.
No, then it's not an Irish goodbye.
Just let me know. So I could leave too.
Well, you obviously weren't paying attention, but you didn't notice I was gone.
I was hanging out with Sam.
Right. Yeah. I didn't remember you being there. I was trying to tell Adrian what we did every night. I didn't remember you being there that night. But you were. You're right. You were over there sitting with Sam.
Yeah. Seniz Afina.
Coming out with two more Vitolas, he said.
One for sure. I heard about the box press, which should be exciting.
It's good.
Yeah, they're doing a great job, man. They're working really hard.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And they're such nice people.
They really are.
They are. Like when they show up.
Anything excite you about the show?
I mean, I probably got out second to most from the booth. I would go and do laps or trips to the bathroom and do a lap.
Who was first?
Over there.
That guy?
Yeah.
Party guy?
Yeah, the party guy.
Party all the time?
Party guy. I had to go see his peoples.
Yeah.
His peoples. No, not really. I mean, I didn't get a whole lot of cigars from people. I did get a McAuliffe Blue, and I smoked over the weekend, which I was surprised I liked.
Yeah.
Because I don't like any of their stuff normally.
Really?
So I don't know what it was about it, but it wasn't bad.
That was good.
It was good.
The new knuckle sandwich is good.
The new knuckle sandwich. Oh, we went to...
Oh, that was stopped by Espinosa House.
Espinosa House.
Yeah, and then I heard Phil ask Jack where he was staying.
Right, yeah, later in the week.
Yeah. So, hey, where are you staying?
He asked Tyler, too, apparently.
And Jack said, are you fucking serious? Okay.
It wasn't Jack. It was Tyler asked.
He said, where are you staying?
Yeah. But I asked him that because I was going to ask him if he took the Tesla loop. Because I thought they were.
He wouldn't need to.
Which apparently that was supposed to be free with your PCA pass.
Oh, really?
But it wasn't.
It's $5.
It was $5. Yeah, it was $5.
Did you? Oh, you didn't get the ticket that day. You said it was closed.
Yeah, I went down there. I'm like, well, this is awesome. There's nobody here. This is going to be great. It was closed.
And it was. There was only like six cars. So it wasn't that fast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I read Half Wheels article on it this morning.
Look, man.
Was it those ones with the little wingy things
listen,
on them?
Listen, yeah. Listen. As technologically advanced as it sounds, at the end right. of the day, it's a glorified fucking subway.
It yeah. was a tiny little tunnel.
You know, there's no...
And there's not like two tunnels. There's in and out. It's yeah. the same tunnel.
Yeah.
So they have to time the cars.
yeah.
So at the end, there's a split. You go this way, and then you come back and go through.
Right.
Maybe that's why there's only so many cars.
There's, you know... And I heard... That some of the drivers are complete asses. That they're right. yeah. I'm not surprised. They right. they live the in the underworld.
Right.
You know what I mean?
In the tunnel.
Like what do you? Just because it's an electric vehicle doesn't mean shit.
It's not a nice tunnel. It looks like yeah. it's unfinished.
Really?
I saw the video. Yeah.
Oh.
Part of it, it's like the aluminum foil insulation's up as you go by and
stuff. Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, did you guys time that?
Interesting. I gotta tell you though, I hate the Las Vegas Convention Center.
I don't like it either. It's we talked well. It was
dumpy as fuck.
It is, and they couldn't clean up the section from the door to the convention.
Yeah, they just don't give a shit.
They don't care. Like,
fuck off. I mean, the lady, the old lady at the front door, is super nice.
The one lady was super nice. Until you make her mad, I heard her going off on somebody.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, don't fuck around.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Is that the same convention center that the woman the year before, Palazzo?
No.
That's a different one.
The Sands Convention Center is attached to the Palazzo. So you just got to walk downstairs.
So that's where it was last year?
Yeah.
Oh. The year before it was there again, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
So here's the shitty part. Like you stay at the Resorts World, which is considered the PCA yada yada.
Right.
Right.
Spot.
And it's close to the convention center.
Right.
Okay. The traffic lights are fucking stupid as hell. Oh, it
still takes forever. Right.
So, yeah, it's a 15, 20 minute drive.
Right, right. For like 3 miles.
Yeah.
If even that.
And it's super frustrating.
Yeah. Right.
It's super frustrating. I'd much rather.
And there was construction. Yeah. And some of the roads were closed.
You know, and listen, look, to be honest, I was down a leg.
Right.
Right. So I had my scooter, right. which is frustrating too. True. So I'm sure that added to it. Mm-hmm. But fuck, man. You know, geez, let's just give me back the Sands. Us back in the Palazzo.
Why did they switch it?
It's probably less. Sands probably wants nothing to do with the cigar industry.
Probably.
Is what I would think. The amount of complaints I'm sure that they get with every... Oh, my God.
Right, yeah. People smoking in the casino. And there's always somebody smoking on the walk back and forth.
Yeah. It's just
sometimes it was on.
Wasn't smoking allowed in every casino?
Yeah, but not as many cigarettes because the circle bars where everybody would hang out. So it would be four or five deep around the bar, plus the bars packed, everybody smoking cigars. So everybody's walking by going, oh, it's so
yeah. But realistically, you know, as crazy as it sounds, the Resorts World Hotel, the way that it's designed, you know, we all took over that center bar. And it didn't look extremely overwhelming.
No,
Right.
Like you were almost you weren't in the hotel section where people had to get through you to get to their hotels.
Right. Rooms. That's the difference. Yeah. Yeah. People had to walk by to get to the rooms at the other place. Right. That is right.
It almost seemed like their downstairs their downstairs casino area was bigger.
It did seem bigger.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like even like the ceiling was higher. Less
mashed together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could smoke anywhere down there.
Yeah, nobody gave us a hard time at all.
You just couldn't smoke in the restaurants.
Right.
Yeah. I like that they had that vegan place that nobody sat at, Nate. There's always...
Yeah, there was hardly ever anybody in there.
I want to know who wrote that one. Yeah, you know what we're going to do? All vegan restaurants.
Somebody complained or something. They got to have the option.
Yeah, so that fucking three people could sit there?
Right.
There was a vegan place?
Yeah, that one that was on the corner.
How much you want to bet that shit's gone within like a year?
Unless vegan takes a big uptick.
Unless all of a sudden
everybody's getting the shot, bro. You don't need to eat vegan food anymore.
Everybody goes vegan.
I doubt it.
You get the impossible food.
The impossible food.
The impossible burger.
It tastes like estrogen.
Some lady at the airport was asking, what's the impossible burger? I leaned over and I go, it's plant food, lady. You don't want it.
You want nothing to do with it. Take the chemically based fucking...
Yeah,
Short off.
El Septimo had another lighter this year.
Oh, you talked about that.
I started about that. First it was 10 million, then 5 million, and this one is 1500, so it's still, you know, affordable.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's a value price. And we did obtain this.
Oh, that's right. Tell that story. Ah. Go ahead, tell the story.
So we stole this.
No. It was a gift.
So of all the interviews that you just saw of Matt Booth, obviously he didn't do fucking any of them. and so he's just kind of a sea of disappointment, unfortunately. So we went to go see him a couple times, and he was always super busy, and I don't really give a fuck. I'm just like, whatever, dude. You know, if you don't have fucking time, whatever. And he goes, here, take this. So we have this Hellraiser.
Hellraiser cube.
Cigar lighter.
Then he went and took one off somebody else's table.
Yeah, he said, here, take this. And I said, okay. So
would you like these?
This is now, we should put like peas on here or something, some kind of decals or something. Get rid of the.
No, get rid of the M's.
Yeah.
It's a pretty dope one.
That way, you know.
We can wrap it in paper.
If you move it around the right way, you do unlock the gates of hell.
That's right.
So we're looking forward to that. Unfortunately, we're already in hell, so.
It's the gate to get out, maybe.
Oh, fuck.
quick, spin it.
Make it move. So we have that. But let's not shortchange here.
It's a giveaway. Gift
from Jack.
We're going to try to do more giveaways now.
Are we?
That's what you said.
I think it's a great idea. Now we can't comment below.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but now you use the Instagram.
They're always after us, Mike.
They're always coming.
They're always coming.
Is there a way that you can look at the subscriber list?
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Sure. I would imagine. I guess maybe somewhere.
You randomly pick.
Do a rando picko?
I don't know. If you have any ideas as to how we can give shit away, just please reach out to Palmer and let us know, because it's his podcast. Mike at Mike and Mike Productions.
It is now, because all the people aren't here anymore. So now it's back to.
Oh my God. At the end of the day.
You're the one that keeps bringing it up. I'd already let it go after the joking in the beginning.
At the end of the day,
yes.
People acknowledge it as my podcast. It's not that I was.
Oh.
It's not that I'm trying to shit on you, but say, oh, and you have a podcast. I would go, that's right. We have.
No, you would say, I have a podcast.
No, I was just thinking about delivering the best content and giving it 100% when I'm fucking exhausted and I'm tired and all of these things. I just want to deliver. Calm, no, I am calm.
No, you're not. You're very upset.
You don't want to see me not calm.
You're not going to do well tonight on How About That Cigar.
I'm going to do fucking awesome on How About That Cigar.
And then what do you have Wednesday?
Wait a second. It's not How About That Cigar. It's developing palates.
I don't even know which one it is. You're on all of them. It doesn't matter.
It's the Canadian one.
You're on all of them.
Yeah, it's a Canadian one. Is it a Canadian time? Is that a different time?
No.
Is Fish Stick Loomis going to be on there?
Fish Stick Loomis
is he busy?
Will be on
is he
there.
Busy at baseball again?
Fish Stick Loomis will be on.
That's nice.
Wow.
Media House.
Yes, we're at the Media House.
What do you think of the Media House?
A little lackluster compared to past years.
Yeah? Oh, you're talking about the rent, the space that they got it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, because apparently Aaron is the guy.
He couldn't still pick the house for them?
Aaron, you need to pick the house.
Do not let Coop pick the house ever again. It was in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
There was no windows on that house at all.
Well, there was windows. They were just bars.
Oh, is that it? Bars on the windows. Apparently, they all got very nervous when we tried to move the fire pit.
So. Yeah.
Wait a second. Coop picked the house?
Coop picked the house.
Coop picked the house.
Yeah. Coop picked I didn't know I was supposed to pack heat.
Right. Well, even the Espinosa house, the note said, leave car in garage.
Dude, it's Vegas, man. It's Vegas.
Everything gets stole over there.
Yeah, and but they have like nice uplighting.
Can't take cash. Nobody takes cash.
Yeah.
Everywhere I tried to buy something, sorry, we don't take care.
We went to a Starbucks where they didn't let people inside.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I mean, come on, dude.
Right.
Oh, you don't let people inside? Yeah, no.
The hotel didn't take cash.
It's a rough
after what happened the last 2 months, yeah, no more.
Yeah, too many deaths, too many employees getting killed. It's like, what are you doing for $15 an hour? Do you hear him coughing and sneezing and all this other shit? But he's not sick.
He's not sick.
Yeah, no, it's just like sunburn. Right.
Sunburn on his thighs.
Yeah.
Yeah, have special lotion we had to go find.
It's all that DJing. Was
on. It is. All that DJ.
Yeah.
It's all that DJ work. All the dancing. Probably thighs rubbed together.
Yeah.
Probably what it is. I like when he shuts down.
Back to your podcast.
To your podcast, yeah, Michael.
Back to my podcast.
So the media, all the complaints from the media guys were we couldn't get in time. Couldn't get in. They wouldn't let us in. We couldn't get in early. They wouldn't let me in early.
Yeah.
Wouldn't let me in. I can't get in early. Didn't let me in early.
Yeah.
So what was the deal? They were supposed to be able to get in early?
There was one day that they had an email that said they could get in early.
Well, the whole plan was they were supposed to be able to get in an hour early.
Not every day?
Yeah.
I thought it was just the one day.
No.
Because I checked with our friend Antoine.
Yeah.
He said Saturday, you're supposed to get in an hour.
Oh, it was a Saturday.
Saturday. I originally thought they got in early every day too.
Yeah.
But when we found that out, it's when Greg got me another pass.
Right.
Because I couldn't get in on setup day either.
Ah.
So me and my cohort over there, Mr. Thigh, would have been sitting in a hotel room watching TV.
Oh.
And he would have been rubbing lotion on his thigh, making me terribly uncomfortable.
Just living.
So Greg got us.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, exhibitor passes.
Oh.
Yeah. So I never even picked up my media pass.
Interesting.
There was no reason to at that point because right. I would have been sitting outside most of the time with McTavish, apparently.
That would have been hilarious.
That would have been.
All right, you guys wait here.
Hey, we can't get in. Hello.
Hello.
Michael, come get me.
Come get us, please.
Would you have ran?
Would I have ran? Ran for what?
Yeah, like they would have been like, no, you stay here. And he would have kept going. He would be like, no, I'm fucking not staying here.
Nah, I would have gone back to the hotel.
You got to catch me.
You got to catch me. I'm very face.
Just text Antoine.
Oh, yeah. Hey, and you know what? He was it. I'm sorry. I can't help you. I can't get in early either. I don't know what to tell you.
Just say I'm with the board.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, that's a thing.
That's the magic
word. That's the magic word. I'm with the board.
I'm with the board.
That's what you're supposed to say.
Don't ignore this badge. I'm with the board.
I'm with the board. And I'm on my way to Mordor.
Oh, we're very sorry, Mr. Palmer.
I'm on this quest for the ring.
I have the ring.
Well,
so I thought the media house went well, though. There was good conversations.
Yeah. They're a bunch of nice guys and everything.
That's one of the things that I really kind of look forward to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And they look forward to us. How come every time we go, Jay Davis is there? He was there last time we went, too.
He
hangs out there every day?
He's the media guy. He loves hanging out with the media guys.
Oh. Barely.
Guys involved.
They should have him on their podcast. I don't know why.
He's going to be on.
Oh, is he on tonight with you?
Oh, yeah.
On Developing Palettes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Him, Abe, and me.
Oh, Abe's on too.
Yeah.
Oh, we did see Abe.
I'm not going to get a word in between the two of them.
You're not going to get
a word. Who? Dubba-dubba-dubba?
Yeah.
Yeah, dubba-dubba-dub.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait. And Sokka.
And Sokka?
Yeah.
There's seven of you on
there? Yeah, I need to get some images.
See, there's two, Sokka, Jay Davis.
I think so.
Abe.
I think it's all of
seven.
Yeah, you just got to start holding up signs.
I'm not going to talk.
Start holding up signs.
Yeah.
You need...
Help me.
Right. I would like to talk.
I would like to speak.
Brittany needs to get poster board.
Raise my hand.
It's like, oh, yeah, you need a sign. But the answer, yes, no.
Can I talk?
You need yes and no signs.
I should make a can I talk sign.
Yeah,
I have something to say.
Yeah, can I talk?
I have something to say.
Is it my turn?
I too would like to talk.
Chet and I did that time when we had that Zoom call with that factory rep that time. I can't remember. That was a long time ago. Because Chet and I were in here because we had to divide everybody up.
Yeah.
And Chet and I were holding up signs in here because we couldn't get away.
Can you fucking shit? Yeah, between all those guys, those fuckers can talk.
Yeah. I didn't know it was that many.
Well, it's a panel.
It's going to be a man. Oh, I hate the panel.
It's a panel.
There's too many.
Let me see.
I thought it was just
you. Let me tell you what's going on here.
I have McTavish's phone number. You want to call him?
Developing Pilates.
Developing Aaron Loomis. Let's see.
Oh.
Recap show. Let's see.
Yeah, they didn't have candy this time either.
At the media house?
Jay, Blue Smoke Dallas.
they had croutons. Coop saved me some croutons.
Croutons.
He likes to snack on croutons. I've been known to also
Pete Johnson,
snack.
Too.
Oh.
I don't know if he's on there.
Like 17 people on there? I'm going to be on, too. They won't even notice.
It's going to be amazing.
They won't even notice I'm on. Me and Phil. Phil's going to wear the rabbit mask. We're both going to be on. We'll never know.
I like Pete.
Pete
like
Johnson?
Pete talks, yeah.
We never talked to Pete.
I know, but
he's
when
never
I do...
Done to, you know what? We should have him on the show.
He's done some panels with me, though.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Oh, does he like you?
We're friends.
You seem friendly?
We're tight.
Well, tonight, ask him to do the show.
Pete, can we be friends?
We can be friends, Pete. I'd like
all
you
these
to
people,
do my show.
Like, they're, you know, can we be friends? I'm just going to say that right now. I'm like, we don't really...
I'm friends
like,
with Steve, Abe, and Jay Davis, Pete. Can I be your friend?
Can we be... We've talked a couple times. Can we be friends, though? I'm going to say that.
You should put that on a sign.
Yeah.
Pete Johnson, can we be friends?
Oh, he's going to be like, well, you don't carry my brand, so fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Shit.
Well, you know, it tastes like shit. I don't know what
it does. It doesn't taste like
oh,
shit.
Oh, my God.
His cigars are actually good.
You wonder why you're looking sure around every corner at PZA.
Yeah.
I didn't look around corner at all. Oh, can we talk about who's no longer with Luciano?
Oh, you're talking, maybe that's Patreon.
Is that Patreon?
Apparently
I'm not the one that needs to look around the corner.
When you're taking fucking blind shots at people, and then all of a sudden
comes back around.
All of a sudden he's like, you know what? You're out of here.
We can no longer afford to have you.
Apparently, we do not want to cover your expenses. You're out.
Cannot have someone with your personality on the team. I'm very sorry. Plus, you don't play basketball.
You have to have retired with millions.
That's right. I need you to have money, not need money.
Yes,
you must have it. I need money.
Because my sweatshirt is very expensive.
I've made it from the swatches of all the other sweatshirts.
This is from the souls of the men that I have taken.
Wow. That's great.
That's what he sounds like, because I heard him speak now.
Straight to hell.
Yeah, he did speak.
He did speak to us.
He didn't have a spacesuit, though.
It's so funny when he looked down at my name tag. He's like, don't know. Okay.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I don't owe him anything.
I don't owe him money.
It's funny as hell.
I don't owe him money. This is good. He's not a collector. Not a debt collector. It's very good.
Yes.
I paid. Oh, sorry. I don't know you. I don't know. All right. That's all I got. It was a good show. I had a good time.
Me too.
Very tired. And I got sick. I'm sorry, Jack. I'm old. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Boots
got everybody sick with a sunburn.
Right.
Yeah.
Contagious sunburn.
Poor Chet. And Chet's dead.
Poor Chet's dying.
Yeah.
I text him every morning. Are you alive?
Really need him to, get back on the road here. What's going on?
Right. You had a good run there, Chet. Yeah. Need you to, build on this momentum.
Now,
you
got
to
keep it going.
You got this going. Maybe you can call people next with your teeth hurt.
Hey.
Would you?
Do the Where is it? Where is it? Oh, God.
That's what he sounds like now.
He's dead.
All right, Mike, we got a listener of the week.
Bobby Duncan.
Bobby Duncan, listener of the week.
Cigar District.
What a nice
name. When I just punched in all the orders from the show.
Yes.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight all the new retailers.
Right.
So when you have the retailer of the week or whatever. But this week's retailer of the week. It's Boll Weevil Cigar
Emporium, etc.
And Enterprise, Alabama. So we are going to be releasing the Justice.
Did you see the video they did yesterday?
No.
It was a very nice video.
Really?
I have semi-reached out to them about doing a video with them, but you guys did a good job on your own, so there's no need. Plus, it's in 4 days. I thought we had more time.
I thought there was more time. It's going to be a lonely drive.
You can FaceTime me. Nah. Oh.
Or fuck you, it's my podcast.
Maybe you can FaceTime Pete Johnson.
Maybe.
You'll be friends.
I'll let you know how that goes tonight.
I'll watch if I remember. Oh, it's on. Is it on Central Time?
It's like if I'm trying to collect the Thanos rings of people,
right?
At this point, I'm very close to snapping the finger
because you are.
I mean, I have Skip,
right?
He's the prize, right?
He's the thumb.
He's the golden goose.
The big ring.
Yeah, you got Sokka.
That's
a big one.
That's a big one.
Nick Malillo.
Is he a ring?
I think he qualifies. I mean, he's
Abe,
on there.
Abe more a ring than Nick.
Abe? Yeah, Abe's on there.
Abe's a ring.
Abe's on there.
So then you just need one more.
Abe, Six, Sokka. No, Herklotz now?
Oh, it's Herklotz. You got the whole hand
now. Practically there.
Oh, you need the one for the top of your hand.
Yeah, I got to get the fifth. Yeah. Maybe that's the Pete.
No, that's
maybe
the sixth.
Who knows?
That's Pete Johnson?
They're like Pokemons for me at this point.
Pokemons.
Got to catch them all.
Can't believe you got Herklotz. That's kind of neat.
Dude, I got to tell you, man, it was amazing. Yeah. It was a great feeling. Ooh, maybe
surprising that you're just now telling me.
Oh, maybe. I told you that before.
No.
Yes, I did.
No.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
We had our little debriefs every evening, when it was dark in the room, and that was never mentioned.
Yes, it was.
Except the last night you told me to shut up. So I didn't.
I did?
I didn't have a sleeping pillow last night. You asked me. I was so chatty.
Why are you talking so much?
You're talking so much. I ran out of pills yesterday.
Maybe.
I'm not tired.
Eric Espinosa is one of them. For sure.
Oh, what do you get? You get two fists in ring.
That guy answers all the time.
Yeah, let's call him. No, we don't need to call him. We ate up the hour of this gibberish and making fun of Lotion Magoo over there. Say aloe. He was saying aloe wrong.
Aloe.
He was saying like aloe. I need to get some aloe. So to prove me wrong, he looked it up and had his phone say aloe, and it said aloe.
It said aloe. Look.
Look, here it is.
It's right here. Aloe.
Oh, it's not aloe?
Aloe. All right.
I need aloe. What the fuck is aloe? That plant.
All right. Like and subscribe on our YouTube page.
And then comment on the Instagram.
Cigar Hustlers Podcast Instagram.
Right.
Say done. John Yurgulite's going to win. And probably the only one that does.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, we got
John Yurgulite cannot win. We need your help. Oh, like and subscribe.
Oh, hurtful.
Make him earn it at least, for God's sakes.
John. It's not like we get stickers anymore.
It's true. Yeah. What have you done for us lately, John? He's out trailing the down to herb guys.
Right.
He's all about them.
It's all about the down,
all about
to,
the
herb
down to herb guys.
That's right.
Yeah. I feel like we lost them.
It's nice to see them. We didn't even talk about them.
Yeah. We didn't really see them.
I finally saw them in person.
They were, you know, now they're seasoned. They know what they're doing.
They don't need us anymore.
Yeah. They're like, oh, got to go.
They made Caleb do the interviews.
They did.
Yeah.
Did you see the one Matt Booth thing?
That they did?
He looked at his shoes and he said...
Oh, they did F, Mary, Kill, the three of them.
Matt Booth looked at his shoes and said, I'd fuck you. I was like, oh my God, that was amazing. That was the best clip.
I did see that.
That was it. Go to the Down to Herb page on the on Instagram and go look at the Matt Booth clips. There's two clips. I think the first one, it's bar none. The funniest thing I've ever seen. Hilarious. He probably would fuck Caleb.
He probably would. Like, yeah. Very small.
Yeah, very gentle. Right. Yeah. Right. Soft hands.
All right, guys. All right. Thank you. We got to go. Bye.
A Cigar Hustlers podcast, its owners and its sponsors take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the talk show host or their guest. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of Mike and Mike Productions or the podcast providers, and opinions between talk show hosts may differ. It is not our intention to libel, incite, or hurt anyone's feelings. We invite you to write the show's host, Mike Stepankevich, with any feedback or suggestions that you have for their shows. These broadcasts are presented and made public as entertainment in the hope that they will be entertaining to the audience.